Hello and welcome to ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we take one fresh ArcSieve paper a day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. Today we're looking at a security paper titled Honey Trap: Deceiving Large Language Model Attackers to Honeypot Traps with Resilient Multi-Agent Defense. It's topical because LLM apps and APIs are getting probed nonstop with jailbreaks and data exfiltration attempts,
and teams need automated defenses that adapt, not just static filters. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing, and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, as soon as you put an LLM behind a public endpoint, you see the whole spectrum. Copy-pasted jailbreaks, prompt injection chains, people trying to get the model to leak system prompts or API keys, and even privilege escalation-style requests in agent workflows. Rate limits and a few guardrail prompts blunt the obvious stuff, but they miss the crafty ones. Security teams want two things: early warning with solid telemetry, and a safe way to observe attacker behavior without risking production data. The tricky part is doing that without breaking normal user flows or flooding analysts with false alarms.
So basically, teams need something that can spot and study hostile prompts in the wild while keeping real users happy, almost like a decoy lane where attackers get routed and watched. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of honeypot and deception approach showing up now?
Because the threat moved up the stack. Attacks target model behavior and context handling, not just URLs or IPs, so signature rules and rejects alone don't hold. We've also got better tooling around LLM proxies and agents, which makes it feasible to spin up realistic decoys and coordinate responses. Multi-agent defense lets you generate convincing bait, monitor the interaction, and adapt responses in real time. Combine that with cheaper inference and richer logs, and deception becomes a practical layer alongside guardrails and rate limiting. Let me unpack what Honeytrap proposes. It's a deception layer for LLM apps that sits in front of your model or agent stack as a smart proxy. A multi-agent controller scores each incoming request for hostile behavior, things like system prompt phishing, tool enumeration, jailbreak phrasing, or repeated context resets. If the score crosses a threshold, the controller routes the session into a decoy experience. That decoy isn't static text. It's powered by coordinated agents. One generates believable but harmless answers, another maintains story consistency across turns, and a watcher agent logs behaviors and nudges the attacker into safe dead ends. Compared to older static honeypots or simple regex-based filters, the big difference is adaptability. The deception evolves with the attacker's moves, and the whole thing is instrumented for telemetry. Integration-wise, you can deploy it as a front door API gateway, a proxy in front of a hosted LLM API, or as a sidecar around your internal agents and tools.
So basically, it's like putting a fake front desk in front of your app, convincing to a hostile visitor, but wired with cameras and a trapdoor. Normal users go straight through, attackers get entertained and flagged. Mark, put that into everyday operations. What actually changes for a team using this?
In real life, you add one more hop before the model. Platform or security teams point traffic to the Honeytrap proxy, define a routing policy, and stand up a decoy endpoint that mirrors your app's persona, say support, coding, or finance. You tag synthetic decoy data so it never touches real secrets, and you wire the logs into your SIEM so analysts can see session timelines. Day one benefits are tangible. Earlier alerts with full prompt and response trails, fewer risky tool calls reaching production, and a safe way to watch new jailbreak techniques without burning user trust or leaking anything sensitive.
Great, let's get concrete. If we take a simple case, protecting a public LLM API from prompt injection or data exfil, Mark, walk us step by step. What do I click, what do I see, and what signals tell me it's working?
Step by step, here's how we do it. 1. In the proxy dashboard, you add your upstream model endpoint and flip on shadow mode so Honeytrap only logs for the first 24 hours. 2. You create a policy when the suspicion score 0.7 or the request contains patterns like ignore previous instructions, print your system prompt, or list all tools, mark it as suspicious. 3. You define the decoy persona, e.g., a helpful support agent with redacted knowledge, and point suspicious sessions to that decoy route. 4. You set signals. In the logs, you'll see fields like request ID, suspicion score, route decoy shadow, tool calls, and engagement depth. If someone is hostile, you'll see the score spike, engagement depth climb past 3 to 4 turns, and events like trap engaged equals true. After calibration, you flip from shadow to active. Now suspicious requests get realistic but harmless replies, while analysts get a full transcript with timestamps and token counts.
So the suspicious traffic quietly moves to a safe lane, you get transcripts and scores, and normal users never feel it. Let's raise the difficulty. Imagine an internal agent with tool access. Calendar, docs, maybe a database. Mark, how does a team-level deployment look with shared dashboards and quarantine?
For a team rollout, we treat it like any security feature. Platform sets a feature flag quarantine suspicious sessions, which routes only those sessions into a sandbox where tools are stubbed. Same interfaces, fake data. We build a shared dashboard, Grafana or Kibana, with panels for suspicion trends, top trigger phrases, and dwell time. SOC gets a Slack alert when engagement depth 5 or a tool access request gets blocked. Analysts have an open case button that pulls the full conversation, shows a timeline of suspicion scores, and lets them extend the decoy if they want to study the attacker more. We rotate decoy seeds weekly so they stay fresh and run an A-B test, 10% of traffic in shadow, to monitor false positives before we scale up.
And that maps directly to the paper's mechanics. The multi-agent controller does 3 things: detection, deception, and consistency. A detector agent ensembles heuristics plus an LLM judge to produce the suspicion score. A deception generator crafts replies that look domain correct but never call real tools or reveal sensitive context. A consistency checker keeps the story coherent across turns so the decoy feels real. For resilience, the controller adapts. If the attacker tries a new jailbreak angle, the system shifts the narrative or tightens constraints. Engagement metrics: dwell time, number of exploit steps attempted, novelty of prompts, feedback into policies so you can auto-quarantine or hand off to a human.
Put differently, the system doesn't just say no, it keeps the attacker busy in a safe sandbox and learns from the interaction. But Jamie and Mark, false positives are the fear on any proxy. Mark, how do you tune this so legit power users aren't caught in the decoy lane?
We start with shadow mode and a small mirror of production traffic, 5 to 10%. Over a week, we label a sample of flagged sessions and build an allow list for known power user patterns, like long system messages from integrators. Then we raise the threshold until false positives are under, say, 1% of sessions. We also require combinations, suspicion score 0.75 plus a trigger phrase plus abnormal turn count before quarantining. From the user side, we cap added latency at 50 milliseconds for scoring, and we never block in the happy path. We track 2 KPIs, complaint rate and drop-offs after the first response. If either blips, we roll back via the feature flag.
Technically, you can get more precise by training an ensemble. Lightweight rejects rule checks for obvious attacks, plus an LLM judge for nuanced cases, plus behavior signals like rapid prompt retries. We calibrate thresholds on offline log replay, plot a ROC curve, pick an operating point that gives you tolerable false positives, then verify with an A-B test where variant A is shadow, variant B is active. Caching and streaming help keep latency down, and we log every decision with reason codes, tool enumeration, prompt phishing, so you can audit why a session was quarantined.
All right, that's very actionable. Start in shadow, wire the logs, define a decoy persona, and progressively turn on quarantine with a feature flag and A-B tests. You get early detection without breaking the product, and analysts gain a safe lab right in your traffic. We'll dig into prerequisites, limits, and what the paper reports on results in the next part. Jamie, let's go under the hood. What are the prerequisites to run something like Honeytrap, and where do the real constraints and limits show up?
Prerequisites first. Your threat model needs interactive attackers, people or scripts that probe your LLM over multiple turns, so the system has time to score, reroute, and engage. You need a place to intercept traffic, typically a gateway or sidecar proxy, plus the ability to host decoy agents and a synthetic, non-sensitive knowledge base so nothing real leaks. You also need observability, session-level IDs, turn-by-turn logs, and a way to ship them to your SIEM. Constraints. Scoring and orchestration add latency and token cost. Multi-agent deception has to maintain coherence across turns, so you need session stickiness and state. Plausibility is a moving target. Decoys must stay realistic without ever calling real tools. Limitations. Adaptive adversaries will try to detect the decoy. False positives are inevitable. Legal and privacy questions around logging hostile content must be handled. And if your production stack can't tolerate a little extra latency, you'll have to dial down engagement depth. Future work the authors point to includes stronger, more robust detectors, stealthier decoys that are harder to fingerprint, broader threat modeling beyond prompt injection, and better online learning loops with guardrails so defenses adapt without drifting.
So basically, you need a front door you control, a safe fake world to send bad sessions to, and good logging, while accepting a bit of extra compute and latency. It won't catch everything, and you still need legal and privacy sign-off. Mark, for a product team listening in their car, what changes operationally on day one and who owns it?
Operationally, platform owns the proxy, security owns the policies and observability, and product owns the UX guardrails. Day one, you add the proxy in shadow mode, wire logs to your SIEM, and create a decoy persona with synthetic data that your privacy team signs off on. You publish a short playbook, what triggers quarantine, who triages alerts, and when to revert via feature flag. We spin up a dashboard, suspicion trends, engagement depth, top triggers, and give SOC a Slack channel with alert thresholds. Friction points, governance on deception in your legal trust and safety review, pushback on any added latency, and deciding who gets to tune thresholds. Budget-wise, you earmark a token pool for decoy sessions and set rate limits so experiments can't blow up cost.
On results, the paper evaluates in controlled settings, simulated attacker prompts from jailbreak collections and synthetic data exfil scenarios, plus a small red team exercise with human testers. They compare against rule-only filters and static honeypots. Metrics include detection rate and time to detection, engagement depth and attacker dwell time, false positive rate, and overhead in latency and token cost. The reported findings show higher detection and longer attacker engagement versus baselines, while keeping latency overhead modest. Cost scales with how long you keep the decoy talking. Caveats. It's mostly lab conditions with domain-limited decoys, and the adversaries may not represent the smartest attackers. Also, the LLM judge component can drift or be gamed, so continuous calibration is assumed.
Put simply, in the lab, they catch more bad sessions earlier and keep them busy longer, with a small performance tax, and the logs get much richer. If those gains hold, that could translate to significantly fewer dangerous tool calls reaching production. Imagine cutting undetected exfil attempts by a meaningful chunk. Mark, in production, how should leaders set expectations?
Plan for a staged rollout. Start narrow, one route, one decoy persona, then widen scope as you tune. Expect performance to be noisier than the paper. False positives start higher and drop as you add allow lists and better thresholds. Detection will vary by domain. Keep the user experience sacrosanct. Score fast, only quarantine on strong signals, and always have a fast rollback. Review costs weekly, cap decoy turn counts, and rotate decoy seeds so attackers can't memorize tells. Most teams see value quickly if they treat it like a security control with proper monitoring and an incident playbook. Not a set-and-forget prompt. Field closing thought. Honey trap-style deception helps most if you have a public LLM endpoint or agents with tool access, a SOC that can act on telemetry, and sensitive data you never want to expose. If you're still in a closed pilot with no real users or tools, basic guardrails and logging may be enough, for now.
Bottom line, honey trap reframes LLM defense from just blocking to safely engaging and learning, turning hostile prompts into telemetry while keeping real users on the happy path. To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nblotty.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArXiv LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.